Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Amen. Let's pray for the meeting today. Lord, we just thank you. Your word tells us that your love is like that. Hold on. The band was starting up again. So, Lord, you tell us that your love is that way. It is so high. It is so wide. It is so deep. It's hard to fathom. That's how great your love is for us. We thank you, Lord. And we don't understand it all. We don't know why you love us so much, but you do. And you've taught us that all through your word, Lord. And Jesus demonstrated it while he was on the earth. Now he's at the right hand of the Father. He's still demonstrating your love for us. We thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for the Wise and the Wonderful program, for the wise and wonderful people in our church, Lord, that we normally meet here at 11 on Wednesdays, but Lord, we're just so thankful that your Holy Spirit is wherever we are, meeting our needs, answering our prayers, encouraging us. So thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. So again, thanks for tuning in today. And our special guest today to share the word with you is Pastor Brian. He's on staff here at Vision Church, also a firefighter in South Lake. We're glad we want to hear from him, see what God has laid on his heart to share with us. So, Brian, come on in. Great to have you this morning. You just take my place right here.
Right there. Well, good morning. It's good to be here this morning. It's quite odd to me to speak to a building with few people in it. It's encouraging when you see people looking at you and nodding their heads, and it's kind of a go get them thing, but I really miss you guys. It seems like it's been forever since we've been together, and I just miss seeing your faces. Being the care pastor, I want to say once again that if you need anything whatsoever, then we're here to help. If you need something from the grocery store, prescription filled up, or if you just need some stuff around the house done, we've got people that are available. I'm available most days. So just feel free to give us the call. Give us a call. Call the church or someone and let us know that you need that help. Amen. Well, last week I went to the bank. And every week that I go, I usually go in. I see usually the same couple of tellers. And we're all on a first name basis. And they know me. So, and I know them, so it's kind of a time to see your friends in a way. Well, because of the situation that we're in now, I had to go through the drive-thru. So I've seen the lady up in the booth, and she says hi, and I say hi. And I'm depositing some cash that day, and I put the cash in the tube, and I send the tube up, and I see it go across, and I see her look up, and I see her bring it down. And as she's pulling it out, my mind started thinking, boy, I hope our numbers add up. Because there's been times, even when we're face-to-face in the bank, that she'll say, you know, I'm not getting the same number you're getting, and vice versa. And but because I'm out in the car and she's up there, I have no clue if we're communicating properly. So my mind starts thinking, well, what if she comes up with a different number than I have? Or what if something fell out as she opens it up and things aren't matching? But what if she wants to take a couple of dollars? She could easily do that, and I'd never know. But just as quick as those things started going through my mind, I thought, you know what? I know her. I know the kind of person she is. We have a relationship and a friendship, and I know that's just not her personality. That's just not her. So I trusted her. And that's what I want to speak about today, is trust. The Lord laid that on my heart as I'm sitting there looking at the window as she's doing her thing. And it's like, do you trust me that much? Do you trust me enough that you would be willing to lay and give me everything in your life? I thought, Lord, let me examine myself and see if I really do trust you that much. Because believing in something is just slightly different than trusting in something. We believe something because we've seen it, we know it. We trust because we've seen it and we know it, and then we allow action to take place. The text that I'm going to use today is out of Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And in all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." Let me give you a little story or an illustration of trust. There was a guy, his name was Charles Baldwin. Blondin. He was a tightrope walker back in the 1859 era. And he was the first person to cross Niagara Falls on a tightrope. So the first time he did it, it took him a few minutes, and then he walked back across the rope. And over the next few weeks, he began to do different tricks as he would walk across. And people would come, and the news people at the time were just in awe of this guy, and people's confidence in his abilities to walk back and forth began to grow because they saw him do it. So one day, he had done different stunts, and this particular day, he got a wheelbarrow, and he asked the crowd, "Who thinks that I can cross this rope with this wheelbarrow?" And of course, they're all like, "Yeah, you can do that, you can do that." So he gets his wheelbarrow, and he crosses the Niagara Falls, and then he asks the crowd, "Okay, who wants to get in the wheelbarrow and let me push them across?" And nobody raised their hand. Nobody was willing to put their trust in him in that situation, although they knew he could do it. They weren't willing to take that step and go out there and get in that wheelbarrow. And I'm not sure if I would either. His manager, on the other hand, got on his back one day, and he walked across the rope with his manager on his back. And he told the manager just before they got on, he said, "Look, you don't react. You let me do all the reacting. You just hold on and just let me do the work." And when I think about that, I think, and that's what God's wanting to tell us. Hey, you've seen me do things. Your word, my word has shown you that you can trust me. So now I want you to get on my back and let me do the work. Don't react. Let me do the reacting. You just have faith. You have trust in me, and let me do the work. Because see, faith is a confident belief. Faith in God believes that He is the Creator, and He will do everything He says He will do. He can do everything He says He will do. That's having faith. But trust, on the other hand, is something that we act upon. Trust is a willful, deliberate action. Trust grows out of faith. Our text, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." The trust is the confidence in the Lord. The action is leaning not on our own understanding, but in all our ways submitting to Him. That is the trust portion of it. Trusting and having confidence and a reassurance leads to an action, and it always submits to Him. Now, trust doesn't mean that we carelessly or be indifferent about things. Trust can be a blind trust, but trusting God is not a blind trust because we've seen it in His Word. We've had testimonies of what He's done for other people. So it's not a careless or an indifferent action. So being careless in our actions and being a blind trust means that we're not really worried about ourselves, and we're not caring about ourselves, but more importantly, we're not caring about others. I can't help but think about the carefree attitude of some in this time with the corona thing. We've seen on the news, churches, that they, by faith, they stand up and say, "We're going to have church by God no matter what, and God's going to protect us." And they'll have a church, and a big group of people will come. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that faith. However, we've also seen the stories where these groups get together, and then they find out later that several in their congregation become sick because they ignored the reality of the illness that's going on today. Let me put it to you like this. You guys that know me, I'm a firefighter, and I believe God protects me every time I go into a hazardous situation. He's on many occasions protected me. And I look back and think, man, if I would have just taken this turn, or if I'd have done this or that, man, I don't know if I'd be here today. But I believe God has directed my paths in those situations. Believing that God has his hand on me as a firefighter, it would be careless and foolish of me to go into those hazardous environments without my protective gear. Can you imagine the looks that I would get if I got off that engine, grabbed the hose, and ran into the burning building with no firefighting gear on? It probably wouldn't take me long, and I'd be coming out of there with my hair on fire and running across the yard. That would be foolish of me. And that's what faith, or a trust in God, says. And let's go back. Let's take another situation with Jesus. When Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted, the enemy said, hey, take and throw yourself off of this cliff, because, you know, he's going to protect you. He's not going to let you fall and stumble and hurt yourself. And Jesus answered, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Trust does not mean we close our eyes to the effects that are around us. It sees dangers and threats and takes the appropriate precautions. It sees needs and does not ignore them. It sees difficulties and does not try to disguise them or discount them. Trust sees all the negative. Trust sees all the dangers. Trust sees all the things that are out there. And it looks beyond that and sees a God, our God, the God, that is our all-sufficient helper. When we're trusting in God, we don't have to fear. We don't have to have anxiety, because we're trusting in one, the only one, that is all sufficient to meet our needs and to take care of us. The second part of Proverbs chapter 3 says, and lean not to your own understanding. When we're leaning on our own understanding, what we're doing is telling God, you know what, I've got this. I'm smart enough to figure this thing out. I know what to do. I know that I can't do that. I know I'm not smart enough to even go through a day without needing his help. It's also telling God, I can count on my government. I can count on other people. When we start counting and trusting in other people, inevitably, eventually, we will be let down. Now, that doesn't mean that there are good people out there that are trustworthy, that won't let us down. But when we start putting our faith and trust in man, then we're setting ourselves up to fail and to be let down. Leaning on our own understanding is trusting in ourselves. When we do this, we're telling God we don't need you. That we're big enough, then we don't need you to help us. So why should we trust in the Lord? Let's look at a couple of scriptures. Numbers chapter 13 and 19 is a good place to start. It says, God is not human. He could stop right there and say that's enough. But then it goes on and says that he should lie. He's not human that he should lie. He's not human, and he doesn't change his mind. Does he not speak and act? Does he not promise and fulfill? Our God is the same God that we see in the Bible time after time after time, that led people, protected people, helped people. He's the same God then as he is today. And if we trust in him, we can expect him to lead and guide us. And he'll be the same God tomorrow as he is today. So just because I trust him today, I can trust him with my entire life for the rest of my life. Romans chapter 8 and 28 says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. We want to think that when we first hear that, all things are going to be good for us. That's not necessarily what it means. What it means is that all things work together for our good. There have been times that I think, if I only had this, I would have it made. If I only had this, I could do better. But you know what? I find that in later on, as I look back, I think, boy, I would not be where I needed to be if I'd have had that. I would have been leaning on that versus leaning on the Lord. Trusting in that and not trusting in the Lord. And when we turn our trust over to the Lord, it's like, you know what? I didn't need that anyway. I don't need it. If it's not what you want me to have, I don't want it. So we know that everything works to the good for those that love and are called according to His purpose. Psalms 37:5, it says, commit your ways to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act. 1 Peter says, cast your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. The last part of our text says, He will make your paths straight. That means He's going to take your life and take it in the direction. He's going to take it to that place that He wants and needs you to be. I may have mentioned it already, but there are times when if only I could have gone this direction, or I could have done that direction, then, and I've actually done those things where I've been in a place where I felt like, hey, this is where I need to be, this is why I need to be there, and justified it to myself, and then years later find out, boy, that was a big mistake, and I wasted a lot of time by leaning on my own understanding and not letting Him direct my paths. The cool thing about when He directs our paths and we trust Him and we say, Lord, I'm going to give You my life and I trust You with my life, then we'll see things in our lives start to be shedded off. The things that we think are important to us no longer may not be important. You think about the people that you pull off the street that come to know the Lord. They don't really need us to help them straighten up and clean up their life, because if they allow the Holy Spirit to do that, you'll start seeing changes in their lives. You'll see the way they act, you'll see the way they talk, you'll see the way they dress, and all the other things. You'll start seeing those things start looking more like what God wants them to be like. That's what it means that He'll make your path straight. So who do you trust today? I know this is a short message, and I'm really good at short messages. But who do you trust today? Are you trusting in our government to lead us and take us where we need to go? Are you leaning and trusting in your own abilities, thinking, hey, I got this figured out, you know? Or are you leaning and trusting in the Lord? If you want to have a straight path, you want to have a prosperous spiritual life, then you'll learn to lean on Him. And if you haven't made that decision to follow Him today and to trust in Him, it's really easy. And I'm hoping that there are those out there that haven't made this decision, and this message is for you. First, acknowledge that you need a Savior. Say, Lord, I need some direction in my life. I think I've got this figured out, but you know what? I may not be going where I need to go. I live in fear because I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, because I haven't learned to put my trust in You. Second, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and rose from the grave. And third, believe that God has forgiven you. If you do these, it's real simple. At times we stumble at the simple things, but these three simple things can lead you to a place where you can trust in the Lord. Once you've done that, it's important that you find you a good Bible-teaching church and follow His leading guidance in that, and let others help you. It's good strength in numbers, and the Lord wants us to lean on Him and to trust in Him. Pursue a relationship with God through a regular prayer and Bible reading. As I said earlier, trust grows from faith. Trust grows from a relationship. We learn to trust those people as I learned to trust that teller that day. I've learned to trust her because I had a relationship there, and I knew that that would be okay. And that's where we need to be with the Lord. If we're in a relationship with Him, we can put our trust in Him and say, Lord, you know, I don't have it figured out. There's things in my life that I'm holding back. And if we tell the Lord today, Father, I put my trust in You, and I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to trust You with my finances. I'm going to trust You with my life. I'm going to trust You with my family. And we put our trust in Him and let Him lead us. Then we won't be in fear. We won't be in worry. We won't be anxious about stuff, because we will have a peace that passes all understanding, knowing that He can be trusted because His Word has said that he can be trusted. And the testimony of those in our life today that he is faithful and he is trustworthy. Amen. All right. Well, thank you, Pastor Steve.
Great. Thanks, Pastor Brian. Very good lesson. I hope you got some encouragement today and are ready for the rest of the day. And remember, we're going to be on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Until the restrictions are lifted, we're going to be just coming to you virtually through Facebook Live. And you can also go and check out messages that you've missed, that you want to hear. That's available, too, on Vision Church Lake Worth Facebook Live. So, anyway, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining us. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless you.